Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, inviting you to tune in for Community Matters on Sunday morning starting at 8:30, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through issues that matter most to you right here in Warren. 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on the Greatest Hits 92 Gold.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Good morning. You're listening to the Community Matters program on 92 Gold and 104.3 Kinzu Country. The Community Matters program is brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services here in Warren. And we're actually going to be talking with Joe from Lakeshore Community Services for our program today. We're going to be talking about their upcoming art auction that's scheduled for next weekend. We're also going to be talking with Attorney General Josh Shapiro. We're going to be talking with Heather Cass from the Master Gardeners of the Penn State Extension, and we are also going to be talking with Warren County Commissioner Jeff Eggleston of the Warren Vax Program.
I understand that you just recently had the opportunity to come here to Warren, and I'm excited to be able to discuss with you some of the things that you talked to people here in Warren about. How was it?
It was great. It's always good being in Warren, Pennsylvania. Let me say it's great being with you. Thanks for taking the time today. But you know, every time I'm in Warren, I hear from the good people, the community, that, you know, really, they talk to me about what's on their mind. They talk to me about some of their public safety concerns, about making sure their kids get a good quality education. We talk about how we're going to bring jobs to a community that oftentimes gets ignored or overlooked in Harrisburg. And I frankly have come so many times and heard from so many of the people of Warren County. They know that I hear them, I listen to them, and I never forget them. And I deliver for this community.
I wanted to be able to discuss some of the things that you've been working on. Now, one thing that I think is really important to people here in Warren is being able to get money back in their pockets, because with the prices of everything rising recently, it's definitely taken a toll on people here in Warren. Now, I'm curious to learn about how you've been working on trying to cut some taxes and do some things along that line.
Aaron, you touched on one of the issues I hear about most, and I heard about it when I was at the breakfast spot, Warren, last week, and that is the rising costs for Pennsylvania families. And in particular, people are just concerned about the cost of gas. They're concerned about the cost of household goods. And even though these issues were not created by policies here in Pennsylvania, they have to do with national and international, you know, geopolitical decisions and issues. The reality is, I think we have a responsibility here in Pennsylvania to address it. It's why I put forth a three-part plan that's fully paid for, that would put money back in people's pockets right away. The first piece is getting rid of nuisance taxes that just cost Pennsylvanians money, like the cell phone tax. Next time you get your cell phone bill, go take a look. There's an 11% tax on every single one of your cell phone bills with money that just goes and sits in some account in Harrisburg. I want to eliminate the state cell phone tax, let you keep that money, and it would total $317 million going back into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. The second thing is, and I hear from seniors all the time about them being worried if they're going to be able to stay in their homes, especially seniors on fixed incomes. So I want to double the property tax rent rebate that primarily goes to seniors, also goes to disabled Pennsylvanians, and nearly double the number of seniors who would qualify for it so that we could be in a position to help seniors stay in their homes. And third, to offset the increased costs at the pump. Again, the price of gas has gone up because of what's happening in Ukraine, because of what's happening in other global hotspots, but we should address it here in Pennsylvania. So I want to give every single driver $250 back per car that they own or lease. If you have two cars, you get $500, three cars, $750, so on and so forth, in what I'm calling a gas tax refund. $250 to offset the added price of fuel. This is money that's going to help people in Warren County and all across Pennsylvania directly. So I think we've got to hear the people who are out there concerned about rising costs, meet them where they are, and put money back in their pockets. And that's what a Shapiro administration would do.
I understand that you are working on trying to prioritize mental health in schools.
That's a really critically important need. And I know this is a real serious threat all across Pennsylvania. A few years ago, I started a program in the AG's office called Safe to Say. It's an app that students all download on their phones, and they can anonymously report tips to law enforcement. Now, we started this because we thought, frankly, it would give students an outlet to be able to report tips that, you know, someone might be a danger in their school. Someone might bring a gun or some other device to school and use it on a fellow student. In reality, the Safe to Say program and the tips that have come in, more than 80% of them have been students crying out for help. Students contacting us anonymously because of mental health issues, students contemplating suicide or self-harm. And so we need to listen to these students who are crying out for help. And when I'm governor, I am going to put a mental health counselor in every single school building in Pennsylvania. It's a critically important need we have, from rural to urban to suburban schools. All kids are suffering and struggling, and we need to help them. And that'll be an important part of our education agenda.
One of the things that I think is really also important here in Warren County is, you know, looking at the vocational, technical, and computer training that's going to be available to some of these students, because here in Warren County, as technology needs are issues that are things that we're currently working on trying to solve, technical and vocational skills are also really important here for students to be able to get out of the county and travel to find other jobs in other places. I understand that that's also going to play into a little bit of investing in Pennsylvania as workforce. Now, that's something that I understand you're also working on.
It's all linked. The fact is, we don't have enough people to perform the jobs that we need done in Pennsylvania today. In addition to that, I don't think we're educating kids as effectively as we could be. And so hear me on this. This is how it all fits together. I want to end our reliance on standardized testing in our schools, create far more classroom time to bring vocational and technical and computer training into the classroom. So students in the 9th, 10th, 11th grade are going to be in a position where they can begin to see all the opportunities before them and choose the path that's right for them. For some, it'll be college. For some, it'll be the workforce. It's our job to make sure that we create those avenues of opportunity for them. And for those who then are able to get that training in their high school classroom and choose to go into a trade or choose to go into some other facet of our workforce, we're not only helping that young person achieve their full potential. What we're also doing is we are addressing the workforce issues that we're seeing today that we are definitely going to continue to have tomorrow. We see it in Warren County. The forest products industry is an area that could be dramatically helped by my plans to expand workforce apprenticeship programs. We know, for example, that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is one of the top employers in Warren County. Well, I want to do away with the requirement that those Commonwealth of Pennsylvania jobs require a college degree, and instead is focused on whether or not that applicant from Warren County is able to meet the needs that exist for that job working for the Commonwealth. The point here is we can actually fill these jobs that exist and need to be filled by empowering young people in the schools to be able to go down the avenues of opportunity that they choose for themselves, not that some bureaucrat in Harrisburg chooses for them. Look, if we're focused on empowering students, we're focused on showing them the jobs of today and tomorrow in their classrooms, we're going to help them achieve their full potential and place them in the jobs we need them to do today.
Realistically, with the issues that the pandemic brought on, that's now leading to labor shortages and other things of that nature. Now, how are you looking to address some of those things?
Well, let's first state the obvious, that Warren County may be one of the most beautiful spots on earth. I mean, I was in Warren, McCain, Potter it was probably two weeks ago now, all the days blur together. And it is just beautiful country. It is amazing. And yet we don't do a good enough job in the Commonwealth of marketing that region as a destination spot, both for people who are in Pennsylvania and people in other states. If we did a better job of that, we'd fill more of our hotels, our restaurants, we'd create new social outlets for people, and it would just be taking advantage of the beauty and the splendor that is Pennsylvania. Tourism is a really critically important sector of our economy, and we need to invest more in it. I think it's also really important that, going back to how we train people or teach people in high school, that we also demonstrate that tourism and hospitality is a career path that is available to people when they're in high school, beginning to think about what they want to do. So I think it all fits together. We can show off the beauty and the splendor of Warren County and the area and the surrounds. We can do great things for our local economy, give people wonderful outlets of enjoyable things to do, and create lots and lots of jobs and opportunities for people in the community today.
Thank you for taking the time to join me, Attorney General. I'm really glad that we were able to be able to discuss these things, and I'm glad that you were able to take the time to come down here to Warren County and talk with some of our citizens and get a good idea of what it's really like to be out here. So thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
It's my pleasure. Take good care.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Joe, thank you for taking the time to join me today. I'm really glad that we could be able to talk about the awesome event that you have coming up that's going to be happening in Erie, but it's a really amazing event. And I think that everyone really anywhere that's able to hear this should make the effort to come out and see it because you guys are doing something really cool.
Thanks. This is our first ever Art from the Heart art show at Lakeshore Community Services. So the name was chosen by one of our employees. We put the name out there and we thought that Art from the Heart was a fitting name. And all of the art, that's not all of it, but 99.8% of the art is from our consumers, the people that we serve here. So it's really remarkable when I had this idea and I put the call out to our direct service providers and our house managers, the buy-in was unbelievable. So I think they were just looking for an outlet for their creativity. And where we are right now, we have over 150 pieces of artwork to auction off. So there are going to be some that are like, we have some, a couple of consumers that painted rocks and they're just fun. I mean, one looks like an M&M, one looks like a cell phone. So those will be sold individually. We have some cards that one of our consumers made with pressed flowers in them. That are, I've got people in my office fighting over these cards already. So, I mean, it runs the gamut from we've got rock sculptures to photography to painting. I mean, there's something for everyone. So I agree. Like if you're hearing this, you need to get to the show.
It's such a cool, large variety of different things that you can look forward to getting. And the one thing that I'm curious to learn a little bit about is how you're going to make this happen, because with 150 pieces, that's a lot of art. Now, is it like exhibition style or is it auction style or how's it going to work?
So it's going to be a silent auction. So the show is May 21st and 22nd. I have to look at the times here. So on the 21st, it's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that's Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday, the 22nd is noon to 2. It's at our building here on West 26th Street in Erie. It's 1350 West 26th Street in Erie. And it's free to attend. We have food trucks on site and you'll get a bidding number when you arrive. And you can go around and there'll be a sheet and you just put your bid number down. So it's completely anonymous. You put your bid number down and the amount of money you're willing to pay for that painting. So what the other thing that I would tell people is if you come on Saturday and you see something you really like and you really, really want it, come back on Sunday because there's additional bidding on Sunday. So we have two buildings right next to each other on West 26th Street, 1350 and 1334. 1334 is our HR building and we have giant conference rooms over there and we have so much artwork that I'm concerned about floor space. It's crazy. Like I said, the buy-in from the people that we serve, from our consumers, was it just took off like lightning. So we've got a lot of work. So, but that's how it works. You'll get a bidding number when you come in. Some of the stuff like the cards and the rocks will be cash and carry, but we take cash, we take checks, we even take credit and debit cards. So we're ready to sell this artwork and we're ready to it's like adopting animals. We're ready to send this artwork to its forever home. So we're ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what I really enjoy about this is the fact that the artwork can be in such a large variety of different things and that you didn't limit it to anything. I mean, these can be big pieces to pieces as small as rocks. And the thing that I love about it is that you can look at such a large variety of the different things that you can expect to see, whether it's photography or whether it's painting or whether it's pressed flowers, like you mentioned. I mean, it's amazing to see the different variety of things that people can look for here.
Well, and I'm posting almost every day on our Facebook page. So it's if you just search Lakeshore Community Services on Facebook, you'll find our page. But I'm posting and I'm going to post some more today. So I'll tell you about one person that we have who's been really a big contributor to the art show. His name is Jody. And Jody's an older gentleman. He's a senior citizen, but Jody is deaf and in a wheelchair. And the artwork that he did, people are raving over this stuff. I mean, Jody's pieces of art are going to sell for a lot of money there. He did one piece. It's probably about a 3x5 piece. It looks like a figure eight if it's standing vertically. It looks like remember Robin's mask in Batman? Yeah. If it's horizontal, it looks like Robin's mask. But he did it with a mop. It's spectacular. I mean, I just can't tell you what an amazing piece it is. Then he did a couple of other pieces. You know, the Japanese artwork with the bonsai trees, the paintings. So he did some of those, but using Q-tips. Some of our consumers are just so talented. What really makes me happy is we've given them an outlet to express their art. And man, did they come through.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really awesome to see all this creativity available and on display. And like you mentioned previously, it's such an amazing display that you're going to be having to take up two different spaces here to be able to cover all of it, which I really think is amazing. And one of the things that you mentioned a little earlier is the fact that people are able to just show up and there's not really a fee associated with being there. You can just show up and just take a look and see what there is available. So,
and the bid number is free. There's no deposit or anything on the bid number. It's absolutely free. So Aaron, if you walked up to the show and said, I may have a bid number, you know, we just take your name, your email address, and your phone number, and we give you a number. And then, you know, the only caveat is if you're the winning bid, then you have to come back on Monday and pay for that, or we'll contact you. But yeah, it's absolutely 100% free. Like I said, the real purpose here is these people have challenges that you and I don't even think about. But then to look at this artwork and think they deal with these challenges every single day. And like Jody, like I said, who is profoundly deaf in a wheelchair. And again, that big piece that he did, I'm surprised it's even going to make it to the show. I've said it has to make it to the show, but I've got people inside our own organization here like, I want that. The Japanese, the bonsai ones that he made, I want that. I'm like, no, guys, it's got to be on display. That's the idea, is to say that Jody made this. So even if you don't bid on it or you don't buy it, you can say, wow, that's incredible that he has such talent.
And that's one thing that I was really thinking about this the whole time. You know, it's got to be such an amazing confidence boost for some of these people to be able to do this amazing artwork and then have it be so well received by the general public when people are able to put that much time and effort into something that truly means so much to them, and they're able to be displayed like that. That's really wonderful.
They work with their house managers and the direct service providers. And then I either go pick the art up at the group homes or they bring it here. And they immediately send me an email. Did you see what I did? Did you get it? Is it okay? Like you said, they could not be more proud of what they're doing. And, you know, again, if you look at this stuff, you're going to say, that's the kind of stuff I see hanging in an office or in someone's living room or something like that. I mean, a lot of it is that quality of art that, a lot of it's framed. I mean, I cannot tell you how blown away I am about how excited they were to participate. And then this creativity that I never knew existed with a lot of our consumers, really just, I mean, we just opened the spigots for their creativity, and they are letting us know.
Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing that is also a really good bonus to all of this stuff is the fact that, you know, this is going to just come back to benefit them in the long run anyways. You know, I mean, it's amazing because they're able to get the confidence boost from it. And, you know, the funds from it are able to help sustain what's going on and make it more beneficial for them and give the opportunity for more things like this to continue to happen. So it really is a win for everybody.
Yeah. And like I said, it's, you know, they face challenges every day that you and I mean, things that you and I take for granted, like just, you know, getting out of bed or brushing our teeth or doing whatever. So to think about the challenges that our consumers face on a daily basis, or even an hourly basis for that matter, and then, you know, saying to them, hey, do you want to do this art show? And like I said, the buy-in was unbelievable. I mean, they were like running to go get canvases and paintbrushes. And I bought canvases and paintbrushes and, you know, all sorts of stuff. It just, you know, I'm looking around in my office and, you know, we have some like jewelry boxes or just boxes you might store something that are hand carved or hand painted. Like I said, it's the stuff that you would see in a gallery. And honestly, we're going to turn our HR building into this gallery for the weekend. And that's probably the better way to look at it. I mean, it's like a gallery you'd go into downtown Warren or downtown Erie and see this stuff and go, wow, that's, you know, I mean, people are charging, you know, hundreds of dollars for this stuff. So I think there'll be some deals here. But the other thing is you're going to get a one of a kind from these consumers that are just so excited about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it really doesn't seem to get much better than that. Now, one thing I did want to go over to make sure everyone understands, what weekend is this going to be happening and what are the times it's going to be available?
May 21st and 22nd. It's at our facility on West 26th Street in Erie. We have two buildings, 1350 and 1334 West 26th Street. So all of the art will be in the 1334 building, but we're going to make a lot of noise. We're going to have a, you know, the tent set up, and we have one of those big blowy things out, you know, so people know. So it's West 26th Street. If people are familiar with Erie, they might be more familiar with World of Music, or the Erie Food Co-op is right across the street from us. And then last geographical location, 26th and Brown Avenue. So right in that location. But so it's the 21st and 22nd. Saturday is hours. I have to look at the poster. Saturday are 11 to 2 and Sunday is noon to 2. And we will have, we're going to have food trucks here. So if you want to come have lunch with us and break some bread, we can do that too. And then the other neat thing that we're doing is we have an artist spotlight. So in our HR conference rooms over there, we have giant projectors. There are four of them and they project onto the wall. What we've done is we've taken a picture of all the consumers that have contributed artwork and a little bio about them. And that'll be on display both days during the show. So you'll get Jody, the guy that I talked about, who's deaf and in the wheelchair. There's a picture of Jody and his hobbies. Jerry, another guy who did some stuff, or Kate, you know, so their pictures and their biographies will be playing the entire time. At the end of the day, that's what it's really about, is recognizing these people and their amazing talents. So again, May 21st, May 22nd, Lakeshore Community Services on West 26th Street. And again, you can go to our Facebook page. I'm posting there on a regular basis. You can see I'm posting artwork as well as the poster. So, and I got to get in a plug for our sponsors here. One of them is S&C Power Plant and Fitness in Warren. So Carl Seeker actually works for Lakeshore in Warren. He's been on your show before. So Carl owns a fitness and tanning place, and he is one of our sponsors, as well as Genoa Pharmacy, which is our in-house pharmacy here in Erie, and PNC Bank. So, you know, it's all made possible from our sponsors. So thank you so much to our sponsors.
It's a lot of work to be able to put it together the way you guys have. And it's certainly, you know, really beneficial to both the public, to the consumers, and to really everyone involved that are able to take part in this, because it's really a great opportunity for people to see. And I'm looking forward to it. And I know a lot of other people are as well. So, Joe, thank you for taking the time to go through this stuff with me. I'm really glad that we could highlight it. And I hope that people check out the Facebook page, give you guys a like and a follow, and make sure to check that out there. And I hope to see a lot of people at the art show.
And if you want a one-of-a-kind, this is the place to find it. So come join us May 21st and 22nd.
Lakeshore Community Services is doing it again, paying you great wages to work at Erie's best social service agency. Our new sign-on bonus is $2,700. That's right, $2,700. And only high school or GED required to qualify. Apply today and start at $15.60 an hour. Great pay, great job, making a difference. Find out more and apply at lakeshorecs.org. That's lakeshorecs.org. Lakeshore Community Services.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Looking forward to being able to get a little bit of an update on Warren Vax and see where we stand as far as that goes. And I understand that you guys have some events that are coming up. So I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit about some of the winners and how that's gone. And
yeah, Warren Vax has been, you know, continuing to meet like all of the folks that are associated with it. We're tied in with Penn State and PA Department of Health now. So, you know, we're having a lot of conversations with them about different events. Obviously, the focus is preparing for the fall. It might seem like that's 100 years away since we're just actually starting spring now, but you know, trying to get everybody vaccinated, boosted, so that this fall, you know, we're as prepared as we are for any type of a surge or, you know, kind of a situation. So the first start of that is these vaccination events that are coming up. So we have events in Sheffield, Youngsville, Titty Ute. The Sheffield events are May 18th and June 29th. Youngsville is May 19th, June 30th, and Titty Ute is May 20th and July 1st. And we're doing boosters, first-time vaccinations, the whole nine yards. So I don't think that those will end up being the only events, but we really wanted to focus on areas outside of the city just because there's been so much resources focused on the city. Really want to try to make sure that we get as much outside of the city as possible and make that barrier to entry as low, you know, as possible for the events.
Wow, that's really great. Warren Vax, you guys have been doing a really cool giveaway program that people have had an opportunity, if they had gotten vaccinated here in Warren County, to be entered for a chance to win some money. How has that turned out?
It's gone very well. I mean, we've had probably well over 500 people sign up for it. You know, the response has been very positive. It's just another incentive. Like, I know that people kind of, there are some people that would kind of be apprehensive of it, you know, but really, honestly, it's, you know, everybody acknowledges that the whole vaccine situation is a difficult one, you know, and so this is just another way to try to make it a little bit more interesting and a little bit more acceptable. You know, the folks that have signed up for it, the folks that have been involved in it have been very happy about it, very excited about it. We just wrapped up our third drawing this week, actually, and then basically we're going to put the program on hold until the fall, and then closer to like the September timeframe, probably leading up to the fall and flu season, at that point we're going to open it back up again, because we got more folks donating to the program to keep it going. So we'll probably have more incentives in the fall, you know, and again, the goal is just to just keep COVID out of Warren as much as possible.
You make it really easy for people to be able to do as well. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that we highlight the website that you guys have and be able to highlight and talk a little bit about it, because that's a good way for people to get the information about where these clinics are happening as well, right?
Yeah, warrenvax.com, WarrenVax.com. We put a lot of time into it to put stuff in there that kind of debunks a lot of the, you know, misinformation that's floated around about the vaccine. You know, there's numerous, you know, social media graphics and different things you can go to look at, and documents and links to documents to read on information on it, the safety of it, the efficacy of it, why it's the best tool we have against COVID. Everybody's been very excited about it. I know that for many other communities, it's been a model that they've tried to follow because of the type of and the level of information we put on it. I know I'm very proud of it. I know that the folks that have been associated with the WarrenVax program have been very excited about it, you know, and they just want to do everything they can to keep the community safe and move forward and get out of this pandemic.
I do encourage all the people that are here listening to check out the website, go to warrenvax.com and read for yourself, get the information on the website yourself so you can make those determinations. You know, you guys really lay it out right there for people and you make it pretty clear and concise. So I encourage anyone to take a look at the website and get the information.
Awesome. Thank you, Aaron. And Aaron, I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to continue to talk about this. I know, you know, everybody, me included, wants this pandemic in a rearview mirror, like, you know, and wants to not have to deal with it anymore. But unfortunately, it's not, you know, it's not gone yet. It's still an issue. And, you know, we want to keep it as small an issue as possible for everybody. So having, you know, yourself and others, you know, give voice to the situation is really a positive thing, I think. So thank you.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And I'm glad that we could be able to highlight this stuff. And I'm glad that we can get the information out to people.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
What I wanted to start our conversation with is learning a little bit about what the Master Gardeners are and how people can get involved with it. So what are the Master Gardeners?
The Master Gardeners are a group of people. They're mostly from Warren County. I think we have Forest County also with a representation. Basically, our goal is to provide information to the public on how to garden through presentations, like demonstrations and types of communication. So we really are a volunteer group who does a lot of presentations to help educate the public.
Is there a way that they can, you know, become a part of this group?
Absolutely. Every fall, we have a Master Gardeners basic training class. It's $200, which includes a nice reference textbook. And it runs October to March with a two-hour class each week. And then the trainees also do 50 hours of community service to help enforce some of those concepts they're learning. And they do some other things. But that's how you become a Master Gardener. And you can definitely get that information at the Extension Agency or through our Facebook page.
One thing that's amazing about being a Master Gardener is you get to grow some really cool plants. Now, I understand that you guys have a plant sale that's coming up soon.
We do. That is our big fundraiser for the year. The Master Gardeners mostly are about educating, but with that, we do this plant sale, which allows us to raise some funds to help support all of this public event and also some of the maintaining of our demonstration garden. So that's going to be happening on May 21st. It is from 9 until 2, and it's going to be down in Betts Park. It's going to be at the pavilion next to the Master Gardener Demonstration Garden.
Do you know some of the plants that are going to be available for people to purchase?
Absolutely. We have some perennial plants that we've taken from the Master Gardener Gardens that we're very familiar with. We can educate the public about. We'll have some house plants. We are also going to have vegetable plants because all the gardenings are starting up. And we're going to have some fun garden art that the Master Gardeners have created. So it should be a good event. You can learn about the plants you're purchasing. Maybe you want to start a new plant in your garden and you have questions about it, or you're having trouble with a plant you have at home, we will be at that event and we can answer those questions for you.
You guys do classes throughout the year that you've mentioned. Now, you mentioned that there's going to be some coming up in June.
Yes, we have an opportunity. It is open to the public. It is a $10 cost. Most of ours are free, but this is a $10 cost. It is through the Extension. Dan Sorensen will be doing that on June 4th at the Pioneer Arboretum near the State Hospital grounds. It's on the opposite end of the property from the soccer fields. 10 to two. You do need to register for this, but it's a statewide event through Penn State, and it's going to be a really neat tree, flowering tree and plant identification up there for the tree walk on June 4th.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, where would people go to register for that?
You know, probably the easiest place is to go to our Facebook page, Penn State Extension Master Gardeners, and that has a lot of information about what we're doing as Master Gardeners, upcoming events and things like that.
And so one of the other things that's great about being a master gardener is that you're able to show off some of the work that you do. And I understand you have a few different demonstration gardens and people can stop out and see the work you guys are doing throughout the year, right?
Yes, we have a really nice one that's been for quite a while in Betts Park. You're welcome to walk through that. There's walking trails in that area, but it's nice to see the plants throughout the seasons. And then if you're interested in a plant, you can kind of see how that plant performs. We also have one that we started a year or so ago up in Russell at the Methodist Church on 17 North Main Street, and there's some container gardens there. And at both locations throughout the year, we do some demonstrations and talks and things. So go to our Facebook page, the Penn State Extension Master Gardeners. They'll list those events, and those are free to the public to come in and learn more about those plants.
Awesome. Well, Heather, thank you for taking the time to join me today. I'm really glad that we could go through some of the things that the Master Gardeners do here in Warren, and I'm really excited for this upcoming plant sale.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for giving us the time to promote our organization.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, and I'm inviting you to tune in to Community Matters Sunday morning starting 8:30 a.m. brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through the issues that matter to you right here in Warren at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on Warren's Country Station, 104.3 Kinzu Country.